The police in Vietnam will turn a blind eye to paperwork errors with coffee money. This includes a lack of a driver's license. The advice for dealing with the police has changed through the years, and the amount of coffee money that needs to be provided also has changed. At the time of this recording, the current advice is to be as polite and as apologetic as possible whilst providing money in the region of 500k to 1 million dong. The police do tend to speak English these days, so playing dumb rarely works. If you want to take it to the next level, then polite arrogance may help save money, but if you push the game too far, it can backfire. Overall, the police are reasonable and they tend to only stop travellers who are driving badly or too fast. They are very unlikely to stop experienced looking riders who look like they have been riding a bike for years. Overall, the police are nothing to be scared of. We have only had bikes taken from clients once in the operation of Tigit, and this was due to the client's drink driving. So fair enough in my view. The police in cream are traffic police. These are the ones you want to be careful of. The police in green are normal police and are actually there to help. If everything goes wrong and you find yourself in an accident, the police will actually help you. They are not bad people. Although the rules are inconsistent, unclear, and often unfair, remember that most of the time you are in the wrong, especially if you don't have a license. You should be budgeting around $50 for police coffee money on your journey. But apart from that, there is nothing to be worried about. And getting stopped by the police in Vietnam is part of the experience that will add to the story that you one day tell to your grandkids.